Girls, isn't it? A lovely session, especially for us in the early bright hall this week, with Johnny Arthie in the orchestra and Henry Mancini's Pink Panther. I'm sorry about it. It's 18 minutes past six. Been terribly behind since Monday morning. I think that flu thing or whatever I had last week has affected the body clock. I think, in fact, the body clock has actually stopped. Anyway, before any other excitement happens, I think we'd better pause for thought. It's a sort of a Thursday morning today, so we've got Frank Topping with us once again. Another prayer from a country church.
Morning. Looking through the various readings set for this week, I came across one of my favourite characters. Not a well-known character. He's a man who was only ever mentioned in the Bible once. He had a curious name. Well, curious to me anyway. He was called Onesiphorus. And he visited Paul in prison in Rome. And this is what Paul says about him. May the Lord grant mercy to the household of Onesiphorus, for he often refreshed me. He was not ashamed of my chains, but when he arrived in Rome, he searched for me eagerly and found me. Well, you have to picture the scene, really. When Paul was imprisoned in Rome, to his dismay, many of his friends deserted him. Perhaps they were afraid that they might get arrested. But this chap, Onesiphorus, made his way to Rome, found out where Paul was imprisoned, and visited him not once, but many times. Paul says, he often refreshed me. Or, as one translation puts it, he often braced me up. Now, what I find encouraging about this chap is that he wasn't a famous missionary or a great preacher. He was just a man who visited Paul and cheered him up. Sometimes the great saints are a bit overpowering. We might look at famous Christians like Mother Teresa of Calcutta and say to ourselves, well, I've got nothing to offer compared with her. But Onesiphorus was immortalized because he cheered people up. Well, come to think of it, I wouldn't mind that as an epitaph. I think it would be pretty good if the only thing people could say of me after I've gone was, well, he cheered people up. Lord of the Morning, not many of us are given great things to do in the world. Not many of us win a page or even a paragraph in history. But at least, Lord, I can take the opportunities that this day brings to be helpful, to be kind, to cheer people up. In your name and for your sake, fill me with your love that I may give unselfishly of my time and talents such as they are. If I cannot bring a great light to the world, enable me at least to bring some joy to those I have been given to love this day. Amen.
And more from Frank, same time next week.
The music of your life, the whole day through, here on Radio 2.
Hang on, Dave, Frank, is Onesiphorus the same as Epaminondas? Or am I thinking of the Tonku Abdul Rahman? It could have been Sir Abu Bakr to Flower Balewa, I suppose. Radio 2, straight down the middle with Shirley Bassey. And how about you? It's 24 minutes past six. I'm okay. And mind your own business. And Mags and Pam are working in some baker's establishment in Lockerbie, Dumfriesshire in Scotland. Their workmate is a lady called Margaret Patty, who evidently, poor woman, has got a bit of a thing about me, and she's 41. Margaret Patty, Scotland, 41 today. The world knows. Many happy returns, Margaret. She's also rather concerned, it says, when you go for your operation in the knicker area. Well, I'm not going for any operation in the knicker area. There's no men fiddling about with my body. Margaret Patty. You can, if you like. That's another story. But all the very best to you, and many happy returns of the day from Mags and Pam. On Brian MacDonald of Benfleet in Essex. very kindly sent me a diary for 1986, I should live so long. He says, I listened about the first half hour of your rubbish. He says, I'm supposed to be a travel agent, old Brian MacDonald. I've heard of most places, but you beat me the other day. Where the dickens are the Donkey Islands? Are they something to do with mule in the Faroes, horse in Alberta in Canada, or ass in Belgium? Nothing to do with them, or indeed the price of fish, MacDonald. I don't know where the dickens the Donkey Islands are. I haven't a clue. We went on the plane. Mouse, a cat or a dog, I still don't know. As the Corgis and their latest single on Sonic Records, Burning Questions. Lovely record. It's 28 minutes past 6 o'clock. Oh, I must thank a lady called Ethel Field of Hackney in East London. Morning, Ethel. She sent me a nice get-well card. She said the thing to do with the flu, she has sit in a bath full of cold water all night with a window wide open. And that way you'll catch pneumonia. Any fool of a doctor can cure pneumonia. Coconut Woman. Oh, well. What was it again?
Radio 2.
6:30, the news headlines. Mrs. Thatcher has met President Reagan in New York for talks about his Geneva summit with Mr. Gorbachev. The meeting was described as very good. Later today, Mr. Reagan is to address the United Nations, and he's expected to outline some of the issues he plans to tackle with the Soviet leader in Geneva. In the Commons last night, a Labour call for a judicial inquiry into the inner-city riots was rejected by a majority of 101 votes. The French Prime Minister, Monsieur Fabius, is due to arrive at his country's nuclear test site on the Pacific island of Mururoa later this morning. It's thought he'll watch an underground nuclear test expected to take place later in the day. The Queen and the Duke of Edinburgh have begun their tour of the West Indies with a visit to the twin Caribbean islands of St. Kitts and Nevis. They heard children on Nevis sing a calypso especially written for them. Today's weather, dense fog patches over central areas will clear and most parts will have sunshine. Northwest Scotland and Northern Ireland will have some rain later. Radio 2's next news, 7 o'clock.
Thursday on Radio 2.
Or on the other hand, David, I may decide to play the jingle early.
I thought about a moonlit night, arms around you good and tight, and that's all I need to see for me to say.
I said, hello, Mary Lou, goodbye, heart.
Goodbye, heart. Sweet Mary Lou, I'm so in love with you.
I'm in love with Mary Lou.
I knew, Mary Lou,
that
we'd never part. So hello, Mary Lou, goodbye, heart.
Gives a chance to get me hat off. It's 26 minutes to 7. Fog, dense in patches, is affecting motorways and major roads throughout the country this morning. Now, it's particularly bad in central and southern sections of England. Visibility is less than 30 yards in parts of Warwickshire, Northamptonshire and Hampshire. The M1 motorway has additional speed restrictions in force from the London end right through to South Yorkshire. And other motorways with varying additional speed restrictions between 30 and 50 miles an hour include the M18, the M23, the M25, the M27, the M3, the M42, and M6 motorways, and whatever you're having yourself. Conditions are also very bad on the A1 and A1M, from Bedfordshire through to County Durham. Now, it is patchy fog, and that's the most dangerous kind, they say. You could be in the clear, then right in the thick of it. So drivers should therefore keep strictly to the fog code, which is keep your speed down, give the vehicle in front a lot more room than usual, use your dipped headlights, only switch lanes on the motorway when absolutely necessary, put your woolly on, don't play with fire, good luck in your exams, and don't take sweeties from strangers. The greatest hit record right at the top of the charts. And BBC Radio 2 put it there. I'm not over-troubled by modesty either. That was Jennifer Rush, Power of Love. As I mentioned last week, I ran into Jennifer Rush at the Concrete Donut. Around about 10 days ago, she was wearing nearly wearing a very glorious sort of leather, black leather miniskirt. would have been a disgrace as a pelmet on a lavatory window. It's Thursday morning today, 21 minutes to 7, so that's okay. And a very good morning to you. Dorothy wrote from Winchester in Hampshire. Wish happy birthday to my old man, Mark Thompson. He's gone red in the face as well. Do him after 6:30. He's wearing well for his age, says Dorothy. One or two wrinkles need ironing. But that's the only way to fly. Happy birthday to you, Mark. And no, it's our wedding anniversary next week as well. With skin and air flying all round Winchester. I'm going to avoid Winchester for the next couple of months. But cheers to the pair of you. Oh, and a thing I've got to knock on the head right away. Pam and Ian Rathmell of Mepham in Kent. Somebody has got to ask, says Pam, and it might as well be me. I switched on the other day in my coma, and Pam says, far be it from me to spread malicious rumours, but I woke Ian up. He leapt about 4 feet in the air after being poked in the ribs. And Pam says, hey, Ray and management are having a baby. New house, new baby. I've started knitting. Listen, Pam, stop knitting. Stop knitting. There's no truth in any of these vicious rumours. It was about a cleaning woman. We're thinking of having a cleaning woman. A little treasure, you see. And as far as babies go, we no longer have the necessary machinery, actually, Pam. I'm not saying which one of us. In any case, far too much trouble in the world without babies of ours walking about. So undo all the knitting. Oh, no, forget it, forget it. Here's a nice little track for you, Pam and Ian, this morning. I think it's titled Sympathy. Oh, Lord. Needs, isn't it? Sympathy was the title of that tune from Johnny Arthie and the orchestra. It's 16 minutes to 7 o'clock now. Old Beryl Doodah, who keeps popping in and out of hospital, I think she's got a season ticket with the National Health. Beryl Barrington, it is, of Hall Green in Birmingham. She says, what the dickens are you playing at? Messing around on television in that school's proms thing, looking absolutely ridiculous in a gaudy red blazer. Did it get it secondhand from Billy Butlin? Answer, yes, of course. Isn't this charming? Beryl Barrington. Mention my husband, Don Barrington. He's a bit shy and retiring from the Central Electricity Generating Board fairly soon. But lots of love to you, Don Barrington. And incidentally, says Beryl, who doesn't mind a bit of a chat, she says, well, looking at you on television, you'd obviously gone overboard on cultivating the robber's dog baggy-eyed look. This is dangerously close to a fan letter, this Beryl. Robber's dog baggy-eyed look. Well, the rare times I'm on television, actually, Beryl, they don't bother booking a makeup artist. They book a sort of plastic surgeon. Send up a little prayer to Barbara Dixon.
Bye.
the thing was going to take him. Randy Edelman, one of his own songs, and his latest one called Growing Older. Present company accepted. It's 8 minutes to seven. Packs of lies all day long here on Radio 2. Mr. and Mrs. Jones of Lym in Cheshire. It's their 40th anniversary this very day. And Muriel Jones's husband, he's got a birthday coming up in around about a week's time. Unfortunately, Mr. Jones hasn't had time to get christened yet. But perhaps he'll knock that off on Sunday. Mr. and Mrs. Jones, congratulations. Oh, and Jack Shepherd of Ponty Doodar in Mid-Glamorgan says, I'm an old age pensioner, but I'm very, very regular. And probably very clean about the house, too, I should think, Jack. The other day, you're not on because of El Bugo, so we're led to believe. What's up with you lot at the BBC? You're all off with El Bugo. Well, I think it's something they're putting in the water, actually, Jack. And on the same tack is Brenda Strevett and Daphne Dawson, leading lights in some supermarket establishment in Eastbourne, where it says, do not ask for credit, as a refusal often offends. Brenda and Daphne says, missed you awfully on Friday. We're overjoyed when you came back again on Monday, and we're quite glad you didn't die. Clattering away in the padded lifts of posh hotels, that sort of a tune. It's a thing called Wine Light from Johnny Arthie and his orchestra have been guesting with us in the Early Bright all this week. It's 3 minutes to seven, around about an hour's time after I've left you in a complete and utter rattled heap. It's not Ken Bruce this week for the final time. It's Sarah Kennedy this morning between 8:05 and 10:30. And later on today, David Hamilton is having a bit of an away day. He's going down to the motor show thing, the motor fair at Earl's Court, and the show on Radio 2, 4:00 through till 6:00, coming live. from the motor show with David Hamilton this afternoon at 4 o'clock. Good to meet a gang of you down there. I floated in there myself yesterday afternoon. Yards and yards of missing millions turned up, and they all stood there and sort of gawped at me. It was, oh, very, very exciting it was, too. And I'd never seen such a collection of sprockets, gaskets and big ends in all my blooming life. Incidentally, darling, next Tuesday night, 8 o'clock, exclusively at FM Stereo, The Life and Times of Roger Whittaker.
In the twilight glow I see her.
Good grief, here he is now. How amazing.
Blue eyes crying in the rain. As we kissed goodbye and parted, I knew we'd never meet again. Love is like a dying ember, only memories remain. Through the ages I'll remember.